It's Airing Out Radio. It's Airing Out Radio. It's Airing Out Radio.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. Let's hear it out radio. Banging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckling her. She put in mad words, but she stay on our promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talking like we live it. Walking like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. Air it out radio, air it out radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out radio, air it out radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out radio, air it out radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out radio, air it out radio. Air it out radio. Air it out, listeners. Y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit, listen real close. Kudos to the host, I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves, y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order, the border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love, and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max. We do that on the regular, shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really saying something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air it out, radio.net, get in tune. Air it out, radio, air it out, radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out, radio, air it out, radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out, radio, air it out, radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out, radio, air it out, radio. Air it out, radio.net,
Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Air It Out Radio. I am that chick fire. Welcome to another Monday, 10 to 1. We promote network freestyle and all that good stuff. It's definitely a hate-free zone. I know y'all like that Dre music. It's one of those days today. So it's cool. We're going to keep it moving. And, you know, fire is a product. So, like, it don't even bother me. I'm so used to blog. And shout out to blog, you know, for fucking up all the time. So anyway. Hate-free zone, and also y'all can always hit me up on Twitter and YouTube, Instagram, all that stuff, everything, Air It Out Radio, and also Fire Chick, F-I-Y-A, Chick with a K at the end, you know, that good stuff. Shout out to everybody that is on the line, shout out to my newbies that's hitting me up, and I got to let y'all know for the newbies, please be patient on the line. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk. If not, y'all want to sit back and chill, listen to the show. That's all fine and dandy as well. All right. The number is 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk, like I said, or y'all want to just chill. That's cool. All right. Shout out to everybody that came out to the Air It Out Radio tour. It was very, very, very entertaining, okay? I had some good-ass artists out there. It was very, very hard for my judges to, you know, proceed and pick a winner. We had to pick a couple other people, too, you know, to throw into the Kalina situation for July the 27th. So, I mean, it wasn't as busy as it was. I normally have my show. But don't ever rely on Instagram too much, because that's my problem. That was a big problem for me. I relied a lot on Instagram trying something new. But it still was a lot of good talent out there. I appreciate everybody coming out. And it still was a successful show simply because nobody got hurt. And I always say, if nobody get hurt, then it's a cool show. You know, so shout out to everybody that came out. And shout out to Jersey. They was up in there deep. Okay, when I say deep, they was up in there deep, and I was really, really shocked, you know. So it felt good to see, you know, my home state come through and show some love and all that good stuff. So, I got a couple things I want to run y'all away and let y'all know about. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I feel so naked without my music. There we go. Okay. All right. He's coming together, you know what I mean? All right, so anyway, shout out to my boy, Bones Beats. He was out there with his camera, videotaping, and all that good stuff. He's from the Trap House, so any of y'all ever interested in any freestyling and all that stuff, he does that at the Trap House. He has a show coming up on Sunday at 2 o'clock, and it's at 2nd and Lehigh at the MO Lounge. I guess it's called Members Only. I've never been there before, but, you know, it's on the corner, he said, of Lehigh. So if y'all want to come through there, make sure y'all check him out. It's $10 for the niggas, $5 for the broads, you know. So if y'all want to show some love to him, make sure y'all hit him up on Twitter. That's Bones with a Z and Beats with a Z. So Bones Beats, okay? You're off, so y'all don't hear that all night through the show. Also, too, Friday nights, actually Tuesdays, which is tomorrow, all right, any of y'all in Philly on 4000 City Line Avenue, the kids eat free, all of them, you know, so go through there, it's a nice little spot to eat at, and get your rubber on, all right, tonight, and then, you know, they got the 2 for $20 joint. You can eat real good off of that. Plus, I think you get a dessert or something like that. So, you can eat pretty well off of $20, right? Plus, if your kids is there and they eating free, so you good. All right, so shout out to Tim and the whole, you know, TGIF family over there. And also, too, July 18th, they have the bar competition, which I will be a judge for. And I actually won my Made in America tickets over there. So they had a raffle going on. That's how I kind of got the idea. I didn't even get a chance to do the raffle at my event. It was just so much going on and miscellaneous things. But it went smooth. But, you know, y'all don't know what all the behind-the-scenes crap was going on. But anyway, I won my tickets there. So I'm sure they'll have another raffle or giveaway. I think I spent like $50 in raffle tickets. I ain't gonna front. But, hey, it wasn't bad. I won 2 tickets. And it was like $150 a piece, so hey, it was a deal for me. All right. Also, at that bar competition, in case y'all don't know what it is, it's pretty much the bartenders doing all kind of tricks and they dancing and doing all kind of crazy stuff, you know, to entertain you. And I think the winner goes to, I think, California or somewhere. So, you know, it's a big deal for them, and they do it at all the Fridays, which is, you know, a big deal for them. So. And I think they get money, too, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so that is July the 18th on 4000 City Line Avenue in Philadelphia. And like I said, I'll be there judging. And it's a real cool event. It's really packed in there, too. I'm not going to lie. It gets really, really nutty. Also, too, Friday the 30th, I will be over there again because I'll be taping some footage for the karaoke. They do have karaoke on Wednesday nights. So if you ever there on Wednesday night, you know, it gets crazy in there. I'm not going to lie. The lines be nutty. They be real serious about the karaoke over there. And it's really, really good talent, too. So I just want y'all to know. So if y'all ever interested in going over there, you're welcome to do that. Also, too, I'm giving away a $50 gift card to the winner over there at the karaoke on the 30th. So definitely come through and, you know, if you got some skills, sing or whatever, whatever. They have a lot of old school hip hop and, you know, singing and all that stuff. So let me see. If y'all want to send some tracks, make sure y'all send them to itsair.radio@gmail.com. It's ITS. Do not forget the ITS, please. Air.radio@gmail.com. I stopped downloading at 5 o'clock on Saturdays, people. Sometimes I try to squeeze it in, but, you know, at the end of the day, if I don't have time, that's what I'm going to tell you. It's Saturday at 5, okay? And if I have time, I'll try to do it. If not, then I don't really make no effort. So, all right, and it's got to be MP3, and it's got to be titled. And if you are on the line and you haven't been on within 30 days, most likely your tracks have been deleted, so you might want to resend something. And if you have not got an email from me stating that you've got your tracks in here, then pretty much they're not in here. So don't sit here and debate with me on the line today. Okay? Yeah, iTunes is in the building. So stop everybody on the line. Also to July the 27th. All right. The situation with Kalina. All right. We're going to have somebody open up for her, a 5-minute set, which I'm super excited about. I'm calling it about that life tour. Not tour, yeah. Audition. Yeah, we'll say it like that. about that life, because it is about that life. That's really what artists do. They travel, and everything is kind of somewhat free for them or whatever the case is. But in your case, it's going to be food, the hotel, and the flight, or wherever it is. It's all going to be free, and you get a 5-minute set in front of her fan base, which is really, really good. So shout out to whoever is going to win that. And it is $150 to enter. You can make payments with me. Shout out to the people that won Saturday. So they're actually in there automatically, and they do not have to pay the fee. So shout out to them. Also, too, I know I got a lot to tell y'all. So Crazy Al, I'm from Spittin' in the Whips in New York City. Me and him, he's actually one of my sponsors. So y'all see his logo posting up every once in a while. I do promo for him, and in return, he's going to give one person on my show, which, of course, is my pick. I'm going to pick somebody to go to New York to go on his show. Make sure y'all check out his website, which is, I think it's Sugar Cane with a Y instead of the, you know. So sugarcane.com, and you can see, you know, what the show is pretty much all about. It's about, you know, an interview inside the car. That's why it's called Spittin' and Whip. So, you know, so that's what that is all about. I think that's all my news. Also, too, I just want to let y'all know I got Murphy Lee coming up. All right, his blog will be nice to me tonight. I got Murphy Lee coming up, and I'm talking to his people about trying to do another situation like Kalina. He has an event coming up in, I think, August, he was saying, and this is still in the making, y'all, still in the making, with Jeezy and also, I think he said, Kendrick Lamar. So if that goes right and, everything is official, you'll see me posting that up as well. And that'll be the same situation just like Kalina. So you'll get a chance to open up for them, which is really, really big because, you know, Kendrick Lamar is huge. So that's a good deal for y'all, all right? Because I know Kalina, you know, she with Dirty Money and all that, but, you know, the role with the big boys over there, that'll be even extra, okay? That's kind of stuff I'm doing with Air It Out Radio. And for y'all to really have a big opportunity to, you know, perform and other events like that, you know, that's major to me. I think this stuff right here really is cool, but, you know, the main thing is to open up for a major artist or to actually be on tour. All right, so again, everything Air It Out Radio, and make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Blog is acting really stank tonight. I'm not even going to lie to you. I can't even get on my thing. It's acting so funky. All right, so let me see. Oh, shout out to Mitch. He was the actual winner of the Air It Out Radio tour. And little skinny dude, I don't know if he was Spanish or whatever the case is, but he won, he came in there and he sung, and, you know, he did his thing. So shout out to him. I'll be hooking up with him in a few to give him his Lucci. And I know he'll be super happy. I don't know how old he is. I got to do like a little mini interview with him so we can get all up in his business to find out exactly where he's from and how long you've been, you know, in the game, blah, 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 you know how I do. All right, so hit me up on Instagram, Fire Chick. Make sure you do not forget the K at the end because people would be spelling my name with F-I. They'll spend it with the, spell it with the C, and I don't understand. But anyway, yeah, it's with the K. And shout out to everybody that's on the line. Tonight's topic is, all right, should celebrities, all right, have some kind of protection for, like, you know, their family or, you know, even also, too, like, when they're on the stage, you know, because I don't know if y'all seen the situation with Rihanna. She pretty much was performing just like Beyonce was, and some fan grabbed her, and she bopped him upside the, I don't know if she bopped him upside the head, but she bopped him with the daggone microphone. Now, you know, they probably going to try to sue or whatever the case is. So my question to you is, do you think that there should be some kind of law set up for these artists, or they should just have to deal whatever comes their way, you know, or they should just have to learn how to be a celebrity and look past all that? So that is my topic for tonight, and I want to get your opinion. The number is 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 and all that good stuff. Block is still acting a little funky, I'm not going to lie. And if it keeps acting really stank, I probably will have to reschedule the show. That's how funky it's acting right now, okay? Well, it's acting like it wants to do something, okay? We're going to say, I hope not, because I really want to do this interview with Murphy Lee tonight. So also I got Mimi coming up July the 2nd. And that is not scheduled for an Air It Out show. It's going to be an exclusive, which would be like on a Tuesday, I think it is. So definitely, if y'all can, I'll probably post it here and there. And if y'all want to tune in, that's great. If not, then get it to be on Monday's show. I'm going to try to put it on the following Monday's show and see how we can rock. I'm going to see if I can get to one of my calls. I'm going to go to 5451, Air It Out Radio. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing? Who's this?
I had a speakerphone.
Yeah, you definitely gotta pick me off speaker. How you doing? Who's this? Hold on a second. I'm gonna come back to you. I'm gonna come back to you because you kind of not ready yet. Okay. Listen, when I call your last four digits of your phone number, I'm talking to you. I'm gonna come to you. Try to stay focused, y'all. Make sure your lines is clear. Make sure y'all got me off speaker. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna keep it moving. I'm gonna come back to you, Missy. All right. I'm gonna go to 5560 Air It Out Radio. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Can you hear me, Faya? This is Charlie Kane.
How you doing?
Hi, I'm all right, honey. I'm sorry. My phone is acting up, too. How are you?
That was you?
That was me.
That was you? How you on two
phones? I'm on one phone, but my fiance, Jay Skeezy, our phones are right next to each other, so we didn't know who it was. Because I'm in the kitchen with mine on, and he's, like, in the living room. I'm like, who is
this? How you don't know who it is?
You said 5451, right?
Yeah, that's your other number.
That was him. See? I said, okay. It was him. You see? I knew it was him. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm on. That's him. But how are you, honey?
I'm like, what is going on? I'm good. Tonight's topic is, about the whole Rihanna situation. Do you think that there should be some kind of law set up for the artist?
I do. I think that they should be protected at all times because at the end of the day, they are here to entertain. And from what I heard about the Rihanna story was that the guy grabbed her butt or something. And it's like, that's really inappropriate. You know what I'm saying? She came down, to get kind of like a closer one-on-one. To perform for, the audience, but somebody to have touched her and not let her go. Of course, she had every right to defend herself. I give Rihanna big ups for that. I think
celebrities should be protected. Well, she did have a security guard right there in back of her, but,
Yeah. Maybe he just wasn't on his job that night. He should be fired.
Yeah, he might get fired for that one. I don't know.
He needs to be. You need to be protecting that. It could have been worse. Honestly, it could have been worse.
Yeah.
And people's families should also be protected because there are crazy people out here. And people get obsessed.
Yeah,
they feel like they have to. We all heard stories about celebrities who, have stalkers or people who found access to. Maybe their houses or something, like people, their family,
right.
And them also, that like they should be protected. I know I don't want to be no superstar and somebody come try to stalk me. I'm firing
right.
all my security. I'm not having that.
I know that's right.
So, yeah, because at the end of the day, that's a career. That's what we choose to do, and that's what they chose to do, and they should be protected and any by any means necessary, and that's why the security. Is hired to be top flight, So they can for them to be on their job, So
a lot of artists gotta realize. A lot of artists may say no to the situation, but y'all gotta realize when y'all get into that situation as celebrity status, you're gonna want somebody to watch over your family. Yeah,
right.
Okay, so what's going on with your artist?
Well, it's me, Charlie Kane, and I'm kind of new. I've been singing forever, but I've been singing in, like, churches and When I moved to Atlanta, I sang background for some people and different, but just it was different church events, and I just started doing my R&B thing. I originally started in Jersey with my brother Irv, R&B Irv. That's my brother. Shout out.
Oh, really?
Yes, okay. That's my blood. That's my blood fire. Same mother, everything.
Why wasn't you out there in that?
Yes. Well, we want to do a track together soon. We do.
Okay.
But I started with him in his studio. Everybody, my whole family does music. We do this fire, okay? So my brother, hanging with him, you know what I'm saying? And he's really kind of the person that really gave me a first try. And then I got with Jay Skeezy. And ever since then, like the two of them, I've just really been kind of putting myself out there to really do this thing. And so I'm doing tracks and I'm working in the studio and I have a track on. I got a few tracks on. I have some with Jay Skeezy featuring me, one with me featuring Jay Skeezy. I have, I've done some with Irv R&B. I'm just trying to really kind of put myself out there. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of things coming up.
Right.
I am a THC Takeover representative. I am.
Okay.
I rep THC in the Takeover all day. I want to send shouts out to Irv R&B, that's my brother. I want to send shouts out to his wife Diamond and the kids, my mother. Shouts out to my fiance Jay Skeezy. Shouts out to VIP Short. Everybody, shouts out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm just happy to be here. I am. Oh, and you can find me at Charlie Kane on Facebook, Charlie_Kane5 at Instagram. I'm not really on Twitter. You can catch me at Charlie Kane on what's the thing? Not Reverb Nation.
What's the thing?
SoundCloud. I'm sorry. SoundCloud. I'm sorry.
I'm just hyped.
Because turn down for what? Turn down for what?
You know
so,
what? I don't know. Do I have your tracking here? Or are you trying to look for his? You going for JTV?
I want my track to be played tonight because my track hasn't been played yet. I got tracks with Jay Skeezy, but I want my track to play tonight.
Okay.
I'm sure it is. It's called Backseat Tonight by Charlie Kane.
Is it
Kane.
Under you, though?
It's under, it should be under Charlie Kane featuring Jay Skeezy.
I don't see any Charlie in here at all.
Or Jay, I'm sorry, okay, Jay Skeezy featuring Charlie Kane. It's under Jay Skeezy. He's telling me it's under Jay Skeezy. Excuse me, it's my song.
Yeah, because I'm like, that's not even like ringing a bell at all. Okay.
Yeah, you got it?
Yeah, what is it called again?
It's called Backseat Tonight.
Hold on.
Okay.
She's an official.
Well, it's not.
No. Yeah, I got it. She knows what she's doing. I don't think I have that one.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, I'm calling. I want to hear Beneficial.
Okay.
It's under.
All right, so go ahead. Yeah,
I have
that one right here. Go ahead and introduce it.
Okay, y'all, this is Jay Skeezy featuring VIP featuring Charlie Kane. It's called Beneficial. Fire Rock That.
Fuck fuck wrong, show mine, nigga. Getting money for time, taking my bitch funny, her mind missing no shirt on, it's with topless. She organic like Goya, pop top like Marta. Get back to my vision, I'm shack shitting, boy, I'm like Marta. Yeah, I play dummy, catch a dumb dumb. If it ain't money, I don't want none. My crew bugging you, shoot, son. They gon' bang on you, gon' dunk, son. East side of Atlanta. Young nigga from the East Coast, got weed smoking. My grandma, he just down the same wherever he go. Pause, boy, no channel. We over here like mammals. Beast nigga, no scandal. We just defeated nigga like Shannon's. Beneficial, beneficial. I got a referee recipe. I'm beneficial. Hey, beneficial. Bitch, I'm beneficial. Don't call my phone if that shit gon' be beneficial. Beneficial, beneficial. Bitch, I'm beneficial. I just tell her where to go, cause I'm beneficial. Beneficial, bitch, I'm beneficial. She threw her flag and blew her whistle, cause I'm beneficial. Bitch, nigga, I'm beneficial. Sad niggas, please get it to you. If you got it, it's your hope. You got it, cause you win nine shots at a benefit. Why you fucking with me? I don't fear no man. I'm a grown man, not a hoe man. You must be slow man, snorting blow man. PhD go hard. Something like concrete. Man, this shit too easy. I do this in my sleep. I take shots, I take over. Click with nothing but soldiers. Bend corners like yoga. If you didn't know what I told you, you a lost nigga and I cross niggas. I'm a 23-year-old boss nigga. Give me frostbite like frost nigga. Got a down bitch and I'm a rock with her. He ain't stopping no show. Got real niggas and they all go. And they'll never make no false moves, cause they move when I say so. Bitch, bitch, bitch. Beneficial, beneficial. I got a beneficial, bitch, I'm beneficial. Don't call my phone if that shit gon' be beneficial. Bitch, I'm beneficial. I just tell her where to go, cause I'm beneficial. Beneficial, bitch, I'm beneficial. She threw her flag and blew her whistle, cause I'm beneficial.
Beneficial, I'm beneficial. Off you right in front your kids, bitch, no penitential. Check my mental, I can benefit you. These niggas loving me like mommy got wifey potential. I got that ooey gooey juicy shit that bacon brain. He's sliding everywhere, this shit just like a hydroplane. He do them grown up things that bring you pussies off of shame. Don't see no other bitches, all he knows is Charlie Chase. All we know is turn up,
know that.
All we do is burn up. My team is true, so nigga, who was you? We bought that cash, nigga, earn up. Fuck a motherfucker that ain't trying to get bread. Fuck a pussy nigga that can't give head. Hit you with a bitch, you already sleep in bed. I swear it's so mean, in a body you
bleed. Beneficial, beneficial. I got a referee recipe, I'm beneficial. Beneficial, bitch, I'm beneficial. Don't call my phone if that shit gon' be beneficial.
Bitch, I'm beneficial. I just tell her where to go, cause I'm beneficial.
Beneficial, bitch, I'm beneficial. She threw her flag and blew her whistle, cause I'm beneficial.
Checking in on Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio is at Chick-fil-A. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press in 1 if y'all want to talk. Shout out to Murphy Lee. He'll be up a little later. And we're going to get all up in his business and see what's going on with him, you know, and the whole St. Louis and all that stuff. All right, make sure y'all press in 1 if y'all want to talk. Make sure y'all hit me up on everything Air It Out Radio. And Fire Chick, F-I-Y-A, Chick with a K at the end. I'm going to keep it moving. Tonight's topic is, should celebrities have some type of, you know, some kind of law set in place for them to protect them and their, you know, family and whatnot, you know, because these crazy fans and paparazzis. So So that's the topic for tonight, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press it. One, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to 5451.
Hold on, fire.
What's that? What's that? Who's this?
Oh, this is Jay Skeezy, a PAC, you know, representing PAC/Takeover. What's going on?
Okay, all right. What's this 404? Where is that at?
Oh, Atlanta. East Atlanta Beach.
Atlanta?
You know. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so she's in Atlanta too? Both y'all in Atlanta?
Yeah, all my callers are calling in. We from the A. You know, you hear the slang and the talk, man. You know, we from the A, you know. So you already know. You're going to have a lot more callers calling in for tonight, so, you know, they'll be on the lookout.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, so I did not, you know what, she probably did mention it the other day, or, I mean, last week or whatever, but I didn't know y'all was, you know, all booed up. I thought she was just,
yeah,
you know what I mean, touching you out, like, pushing you. Yeah, okay, that's what's up. All right, so tonight's topic is, should the celebrities have some kind of, you know,
being,
you know, like, laws set in place for them?
I don't know. It depends. I would say, yeah, it depends on the situation, though, you know.
No. It's no situation. Should they have one or not? Remember, you got, one of these days, you're going to be a celebrity. So you have to put yourself in a, think long term. Don't just think for
yourself.
That's
what I'm saying.
I mean, what do you mean? Would you want your family to try, but
I'm saying, goddamn, if a fan get out of line and, you know, he want to try me or something, then, you know, I got to handle the situation accordingly, you know?
No, I'm not asking you what you would do. I'm saying, do you think there should be a law set in place to protect y'all?
Yeah,
okay. He was like, yeah, I'm going to do what I got to do. Yeah, I know that as a parent. I know you would.
Yeah. Charlie came out in my head. I'm sorry.
Right. Okay. All right. So, what's going on with you?
Oh, not much. You know, I'm just been working on my project. Working on my new mixtape called Thought You Knew. This guy, man, we went to the studio lately with another member of the TAC. Just laid down a few tracks with him. He got his mixtape coming out. Just working on shooting videos. And doing more music and everything like that, you know. So I just been on my grind as far as producing, mixing, writing. You know, I'm around all around.
Oh, you do all that, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. You be the one producing and engineering. You engineer too, you said?
Yeah, I engineer. I make my own stuff. When I bring it out to y'all, everything that y'all hear, that's with my name on it, that's, I mix myself. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. So you got anything else you want to let everybody know about?
Look out for Takeover, TAC, ATO, man. Shout out VIP, shout out Charlie Kane, my beautiful fiance. Shout out R&B Irv, Diamond Mom. Shout out to everybody in the A who I gave his number to when I told to call, and they called. Man, I don't know who specifically on the line, but you know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all. Shout out to my boy Shy, man, who stay gassing me up every day, man, and nothing. But, and shout out to Air Out Radio Fire, man. You're doing your thing, and I appreciate that.
All right, that's what's up. So you the Takeover Inc. and ATL?
Yeah, I'm the Takeover Inc. and ATL. Yeah, me and Charlie Kane.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I get it. All right. So I was just like, oh, all right, he's in the ATL. So. All right, so how many of it is y'all? Is it just you and her?
Oh, you say what? How many people in it? It's
How many people up there?
All right, what? Take over?
Yeah.
Oh, just two. Just me and my fiance, Charlie Kane.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. So y'all are running stuff up there. Tell Charlie I said what's up. She all up in your ear, like, hard.
it's just one, because, you know, we're connected by one, so, you know.
Oh, the love. All right, so which track we going to get into tonight?
I want y'all to check this song out, man. This is I Got, featuring my boy Jumpman J, THC, man, you know, me by me and everything like that. Y'all check it out, man. Hit me up. Oh, yeah, y'all hit me up on Facebook, man, J Skeezy, a fresh-ass nigga. hit me up on Instagram, that guy Skeezy. I don't got no Twitter. And that's about it. You know what I'm saying? So, and I do.
Hit me up on.
Yeah, Instagram is that guy Skeezy.
Okay. All right.
I got a Reverb too. Y'all look me on Reverb J Skeezy and look me up on SoundCloud J Skeezy. I post songs like every day, if not every day, every other day, if not every other day, every other week. You know what I'm saying? So I'm out there.
All right, there it is. We're going to get into that joint right now. Yep. You are listening to a track that is a
production. I got money in my pocket. Look, I got money in my pocket. That thing up for my waist. I don't never spend time, cause there ain't no time to wait. Anybody say when you get to me, put the niggas in their place. Always self-motivate. I don't never hesitate. I got money in my pocket. That thing up for my waist. I don't never spend time, cause there ain't no time to wait. Anybody say when you get to me, put the niggas in their place. Always self-motivate. I don't never hesitate. I ain't never hesitate. Always getting that guap, and I won't ever stop. They say it started at the bottom, and somehow rose to the top. Man, them niggas been had a shawty, they really need to stop. Hold up. Hold up.
I got money in my pocket.
Look. I got money in my pocket. That thing up for my waist. I don't never spend time, cause there ain't no time to waste. Anybody say you get to me, put them niggas in their place. Always self motivate. I don't never hesitate. I got money in my pocket. That thing up for my waist. I don't never spend time, cause there ain't no time to waste. Anybody say you get to me, put them niggas in their place. Always self motivate. I don't never hesitate. I run it like a sprinter. My rank is numero uno, nigga, because I'm a winner. I don't care about a nigga, eating less about a bitch. And if your feelings been hurt, then shawty, you should be a hit. Tough ass, then you pass a lot of brown. And if you second guess to me, then it's finna go down. I got money in my pocket, but I got it just a fluff, cause I'm self-motivated. You should already know that he is the name. What I claim, leave you on the rope to hang like pops.
Bang, 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 bang.
Bring that beat, bang. Then most we keep that. We do not beat that, we believe that. And we go eat that. This bro, we don't get it, nigga.
I got money in my pocket.
Look. I got money in my pocket. That thing up for my waist. I don't never spend time, cause there ain't no time to waste. Anybody say you get to me, put some niggas in their place. Always self motivate. I don't never hesitate. I got money in my pocket. Time, cause there ain't no time to wait. Anybody say you
Over the years, I racked up a lot of names. Some people call me
Chick Fight.
That brown skin heifer.
That brown skin heifer.
Brown skin heifer.
That fire chick.
La chica fuego.
That chick
fire.
Brown skin heifer.
That chick fire.
That chick fire.
Fire. Yeah.
The brown skin beauty baby.
Fire.
Fire. Woo!
But my competition calls me.
Air It Out Radio is actually fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Okay, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1 if y'all want to talk to me, okay? Tonight's topic is, should celebrities have some kind of wall, you know, in place for them, for their family, and paparazzi, you know, be tripping and all that good stuff. So, you know, it's not a good thing. Keep in mind, put yourself in their shoes, okay? You know, because eventually you want to get to that status. You want your family to not be bothered. You want to be on stage and not have somebody grab on you and jump on your stage and act a fucking fool and whatever the case is. So after a while, it's going to wind up getting out of hand. Somebody's eventually going to get hurt. All right, shout out to Playboy. They are my new sponsor. If y'all want any of the new Playboy energy drink, get at me, you know, hit me up, email me or whatever the case is. I'm the only one in Philly with it. The only one, and hear me when I say that, the only one in Philly with it, okay? So definitely get at me if y'all are interested in that. All right, I'm going to keep the lines moving. I'm going to go to 8525, Air It Out Radio.
Yo, 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 fire, what up? This your boy AC, Garden State Pusher, Atlantic City representative, motherfucking South Jersey zone. What up, though? You all right?
What up? I'm good, I'm good.
What's cracking like dry lips?
Cracking like dry lips. Wow. All right. Shout out to you. You one of the finalists that's moving, you know, forward to the Kalina situation. So congrats.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the love. We came out there to Philly real deep, shut it down. You know what I mean? Shout out to baby Neo, the poppy that won. What's his name?
You know what? Mitch.
I forgot his name, though. He added me on Instagram. I forgot his name. Shit.
His name is Mitch. Damn. Like bitch.
Mitch,
like Mitch.
Shout out to Mitch. I was standing outside when he was performing and shit. Like, I was handing out flyers, selling CDs and shit. And as soon as I heard his voice on the speaker, I was like, damn, whoever that is in there about to win this shit. And so, sure enough, Poppy won. So, shout out to Primo. You know what I mean? Get the watch. You feel me?
Now, you can't say you don't even know if he's all the way black. You know, he might be black in there. You don't know.
Sad boy looked like a straight poppy. He sounded black, though. I ain't going front. He sounded like Baby Neo on the mic, yo. Word up. He got that
you
on.
You know what? Baby Neo. Okay. So tonight's topic is, you know, should the celebrities have some kind of, you know, law set in place for them, you know, for their family, why they on stage? No?
Hell no. Fuck, you got the law. Hell no. What you need a law made up for celebrities for? First of all, you get enough money to pay for your own fucking security. At the end of the day, you your own law. So if you can't protect yourself and your family, what the fuck you need a law to do it for? Like, fuck that.
I mean, you gotta realize basketball players getting robbed, people getting robbed, their houses and stuff, like, out of nowhere, because they stalkers. You can't even walk down the street. The people who is the paparazzi going crazy.
Shield your home, the slumming shield. That's what your house
you
got.
Know what?
Then you got protected by vipers, stand back. That's what your car got. Then you got top flight security for you. So at the end of the day, if you're getting all this money, you can afford to protect yourself, period, point blank. If you got your own private security, or if you want to get the government involved or the law involved and pay, you know, professional police to protect you, then that's
all
you.
Wait,
like,
so when you walking down the street, when you actually driving, matter of fact, when you're driving and the paparazzi is all up in your face taking pictures and about that make you get into an accident, the first thing you're going to do is blame it on the paparazzi. Is that not true?
Nah, what
yeah.
I'm going to do is run over whoever in the way and deal with the issue later.
Yeah,
like,
I'm going to deal with it later.
Like, I mean, that's like running a toll. If you ain't got the money, you're going to run that toll and deal with the ticket later. Like, fuck. You feel me? Like, so it is what it is.
Oh, my God. You know
I'm from the hood, fire. I'm going to tell it like it is. Like, nigga, shit. Fuck them niggas.
Well, you can't be in the hood making all that kind of money. You know, you got to be realistic, though.
And realistically speaking, if you got all that money, then you should be able to pay for your security. Your well-being should be safe on behalf of your bread. You shouldn't have to have a law passed. It should be other laws, like if you see homeless people, you should have to give them food, or you know what I mean? Like, that's a law, something that should be made. Fuck these celebrities. I don't give a fuck about
them. You know what?
Aren't you trying to be a celebrity and that's the baddest?
No.
Oh,
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a realist, though. Like, you're not going to make a law just to protect me. Like, what the fuck? Hell no.
Why not?
Why should you? It's more important shit in the world than to protect celebrities, period, point blank. Like, I'm not going to waste the taxpayers' money to protect celebrities. Like, hell no.
Yeah, you saying that. You saying that because you're not dumb right now. When you got people stalking you and all that for no reason.
If I'm making all that money, you ain't going to do shit to me, period, point blank. I'm going to protect myself and my family the best way I can with all this bread. You feel me? But I'm not going to rely on the law to protect me. Like, that's just bullshit. Like, fuck that. All
right. So what's going on with God is Day Pusher?
Well, as of right now, I'm actually live at the Grand Famage because I'm about to perform in like 20 minutes. Like, I got paid from Little House Bookings to come do a show tonight. So after the two shows, shout out to Lyrically Fit too, man. Last Saturday, you know what I mean, motherfuckers had the show out in South Street. Shout out to the people that did the interview, got us in the video shoot and all that. I don't got the information right here, but they got us all in the cameo and all that. It was a lot of love out in Philly. Shout out to the whole Philly, man. They just showed us so much love. I had the big-ass Garden State Pusher tape running around the streets of Philly like a fool. You feel me? So we was out there having it, man.
Yeah,
right now, I'm at the show.
Yeah,
we was out there. I felt like Super Pusher. You feel me? Niggas was out there. Like, Team Pusher. Shout out to the whole Team Pusher, man. We was out there, poetry and lyrics, you know what I mean? Ty here, everybody that was out there, you know what I mean? Goodfellas Entertainment. We just out there deep. Right now, I'm at a show right now about to go on stage at the Famage every Wednesday night. You can pay $5 to perform 3 songs live at the Famage. I got a couple shows with Lyrically Fit coming up at the Trocadero in Philadelphia on the 12th. So a lot of big things coming up, man. Shout out to Dante Diesel, too. I know he probably on the line. He did his thing on Saturday, you know what I mean? He showed me hella love. Shout out to everybody that was rapping in the cypher outside the Sneaker Villa. Shout out to Fam Juice. That guy, you know what I mean? We over here sipping hella Fam Juice right now. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody, man, that was showing us love, man. Round table shit. All right.
There it is. All right. So you want to give them your Facebook, all your social networks, whatever.
Yeah, just look me up on Google, Garden State Pusher. Yeah, Garden State Pusher, look me up, you know what I mean? You could Google it, you could find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Garden State Pusher, you know what I mean? Follow me on Twitter at ACGSP2, that's a breakdown for Garden State Pusher, so, you know what I mean, real easy to figure out, you know what I mean? I'm real accessible. My producer right here, he got a little crush on you, Fire. I ain't gonna say too much. Well, we out here kind of deep, but I mean, me and my producer and shit, my man Ty here, he said
hi.
Oh,
someone said hi.
My nigga started teasing like,
Yeah, we took a picture together, and we look like boyfriend and girlfriend, so, you know.
Shout out to
Ty. He's my Twitter boyfriend now. He's my Twitter boyfriend.
So, you said it's a picture, you're the Twitter boyfriend.
Yeah. So, come down.
Well, people. But, yeah, shout out to Air It Out Radio, man. Y'all show us so much love, Fire. I mean, I appreciate your love, all that shit. You know what I mean? You good people. She even came out and did overtime with us at, you know what I mean, at Dobbs. So, you know what I mean? She was out here macking with us all night. She a real individual. You know what I mean? Had us all in the trap. We done seen car accidents on South Street and everything. So, you feel me? We was out there.
Sure
we was out there.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. Shout out to Murphy Lee, too. You know what I mean? I'm a big fan of Murphy Lee, man. He had the Lunatics popping back then, you know what I mean, back in 02, 03. You know what I mean? Niggas was out there. He's probably one of the hottest spitters on you know what I mean, on the whole St. Louis market. So it was like, shout out to Murphy Lee. I know he on the line tonight. What up, Playboy? Guard State Pusher, come to Atlantic City, holla at a player.
There you go. All right, so go ahead and introduce your track and everything.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Kill Whack Rap is the representative, is on the phone right now. So if you ain't got the mixtape, you need to go on natpip.com and download Kill Whack Rap is the Rebo 609. This song right here is number 2 on the mixtape. You know what I mean? It's called Same Old Shit. This song is about my hood, Atlantic City, New Jersey, and how we get down and when we come out of town, the type of love we expect. You're So shout out to Fire for letting this ring off. This is probably the number one song that been playing all for like a month and a half on Air It Out. So you know what I mean? Get used to it because we out here, man. Roundtable Entertainment, Garden State Pusher, same old shit. Air It Out Radio, fire! Play that shit, you heard?
I ain't trying to talk, this is my year. Brand new truth, this is my gear. Yeah, I'm rolling, bitch, Molly in my grill. I ain't got no other choice but to keep it real.
The hood will go down there and little niggas run around all day with the biggest straps and no jobs out here. They just get that pack and make sure the money right when they bring that back. Shit, and the bitches out here is the worst. Money is the only thing that'll quench they thirst. Better hope another nigga ain't hit that first. Cause when you fuck around broad, you begin that hurt. It ain't no love in the heart of my city. Niggas rob a grandmother, they ain't showing no pity. Cause these boys on the block putting that work in. So what you hustling for niggas ain't even worth it. Mission out here that'll get you murked quick and kill all rats cause your life ain't worth shit. This is a long story about where I'm from. Don't come around here, you ain't got your gun.
It's just the same old shit.
Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all ask the press is one. Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. I'm a Libra. I have bursts of anger and excitement. You know, it's like that sometimes. So y'all don't pay me no mind. All right. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. If y'all want to Instagram me, I'm at Fire Chick, FIYA, Chick with a K at the end. Get my shit right, okay? Mm. All right, so also, too, let me give a couple shout-outs to Instagram while I'm sitting here. All right, let me see. I know Dante Diesel, I was about to say EQ, you know, a.k.a. EQ, just hit up the Twitter. Shout out to that girl Tony. Shout out to Dirty E. What up, what up? He just hit up the promo. And I got some of these footage from me tweeting too, so it's kind of hard stuff. I'm going to come back to that. Yeah, I'm going to come back because it's too many. Yeah. But anyway, we got my boy Murphy Lee coming up, you know what I mean, from St. Louis. And we're going to get all up in his business and find out all about what he got going on, where he been, what he's doing, who his baby mama is, and all that stuff. Like, I'm just playing. So anyway, I'm going to keep it moving. Tonight's topic is about, should your celebrities have some kind of law set in place, you know, to protect them. All right. Like I said, keep in mind that you want to be in that celebrity status eventually one day. So just keep that in mind, right? Would you want somebody to be able to protect you? You know what I mean? Because right now they don't have no law set in place. The paparazzi will be at maybe 10 feet away from your house taking pictures all night long. Like, you got to look at it from that point of view. That's kind of what I'm saying. So do you think that that's cool, or should they have like 100 feet or 1,000 feet away from your house or whatever the case is? So just keep all that stuff in mind. But anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. I'm going to go to 1169.
What's good, Fire?
How are you?
I'm good. Patrick Diamond.
Yeah.
AKA Mrs. On the Herb.
There you go. Ooh, I like that. I was like, yeah, the diamond, you know, that sound like, you know, you want some sexy doing stuff, you know what I mean? Big girl.
Yeah.
the missus is always good too, because, you know, you gotta let the niggas know. So that's cool too.
Yeah, all right. Definitely.
All right, so like I said, tonight's topic is about, you know, should the celebrities have, you know, some kind of law in place. So just keep in mind, like, that Irv, you know, is successful, and then you got paparazzis, you know, right at your door. Do you feel like that's cool? Or that's part of the game?
Nah, not even. It is part of the game, but it gets more serious when, you know, you got, you know, because my man, of course, he's an R&B singer. I don't want no crazy-ass broad coming to my crib, you know, disrupting my home where my kids rest their heads at, you know, mm-hmm. And even the niggas, you know, it got some hating niggas out there. Yeah, I'm not trying to, I want to keep my family safe, even though my husband will definitely keep me safe. But, you know, it's but so much my husband can do, you know, to keep us safe. So, of course, yeah.
Right.
You know,
because anything you do is going. They're gonna try to sue you. Like if you hit them, they're gonna try to sue you.
And definitely, he is a street nigga, and he definitely can hold shit down. You might want to ask about him, but definitely, you know, it's some kind of situations that, you know, you can't, you know, hold your own and take care of it yourself. You know, so. And, you know, his job is to entertain, you know? You going out there, you entertaining, motherfucker. You're not trying to, when you come home, you want that to be your safe haven, you know, fall back, relax mode. You don't want all that extraness, drama, and, you know, we don't want all that extra home where you rest your head at. You're trying to come and rest, you know? Spend time with your kids and your family.
Exactly. Yeah. You definitely don't want to be on that type of set. So,
no.
All right, so what's going on with him? Or what you got? You got any new info for me this week?
No, he got his show out on July 27th at Stardust, Wildwood, New Jersey. And he's going to The Voice the very next day in Manhattan, New York. Yes, he has an audition. Yes, my man is going to definitely do his thing. Fire, we definitely did have fun this weekend at the Air It Out tour. And you wearing that dress too, Fire. I let you know.
You know what? I wanted to take that damn dress off so bad. I wanted to just put some sneakers on. I'm such a tomboy. I am. I hate
me
it.
Me too. I love my sneakers and, you know, my lounge, get up, you know, chill. You know, but I got my sexy lady shit, you know, my heels and shit like that. But for the most part, I want to be on some chill mode with some shorts, some sneakers, you know. Call it a day.
I got off all that pretty shit. Like, you know what I mean? When I get home, I'm straight taking off makeup and everything. Like, ugh, just off of me. But it was a nice event. I'm glad you came out and got the kids and everything. You know, they got their toys and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, yay!
We was in there deep as hell. Shout out to my sister Charlie Kane and my brother Jay Skeezy. I miss y'all, my niggas. I can't wait till y'all come home and visit us.
Yeah, definitely.
I miss my sister.
Aww, that's what's up. Well, she definitely was on the line representing or whatever. So, you know,
Shout out to her and Jay Skeezy. He's doing his thing. So, all right, well, I guess we're going to get into one of his tricks. You want to let me know, you want to give some shots real quick and then jump into it?
Yeah, I'm a shout out to my man, R&B Herb. He's at work right now, so I don't think he's going to be calling in fire. So I'm in motion for him. I got to do his thing for him. So you can hit him up on Instagram, R&B Herb, Facebook, R&B Herb. You can hit him up on Gmail, R&B Herb 27@gmail. He's on SoundCloud, R&B Herb, Reverb Nation, R&B Herb. You can check him out on thetakeoverinc.com. Got the whole Takeover Inc. Shout out to the Takeover Inc. The whole Takeover Inc. Jersey Takeover, New York Takeover, ATL taking over. We just taking over everything, fire.
Uh-oh.
But you can get into his track. Yours truly, R&B Herb, Lil Mama, fire, drop that thing.
Is that your fire? Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press your 1 if y'all want to talk to abroad, all right? And also, too, y'all want to send some tracks, then make sure y'all send them to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3, please. Oh, my God, y'all killing me with this wave and all this other shit, and sending me your SoundCloud links and all that. Like, I don't do all that. Okay? So anyway, my paper wrap. Shout out to everybody that's on the line. Shout out to everybody that came to the Air It Out tour. And also, too, do not forget, I will be at Fridays on the 30th
all right, for the karaoke night that they have out there. I'll be giving away a $50 gift card from Air It Out Radio, and also Air It Out Live will be videotaping the whole situation. So for those that don't know what Air It Out Live is, Air It Out Live is just the video section of Air It Out Radio. That's all it is. It's all underneath the same umbrella. It's not a big deal, all right? So any of y'all interested in of y'all the BDS spins, make sure y'all get at me. They are a dollar a spin. Yes, they're a dollar a spin. And it's a $3 processing fee. Yes, it is a dollar. I'm sorry. Yeah, and y'all looking at the 80 cents difference from what y'all going to get. Yeah, whatever. Okay, go to the other people and spend the Army League to get on. That's cool. But I'm just saying, artists do not get paid off of their BDS spins and live gracefully. Okay, they get, you know, paid off of their shows. So shout out to all the artists that understand that. All right, so 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1. If y'all want to talk to me, hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, and everything, Air It Out Radio. And I'm trying to work my tweets out and everything. I'm going to give a couple shout-outs in a few, probably on my next round. Sorry, what would I do? All right, we got Mr. Murphy Lee coming up a little bit later, and we're going to get all up in his business and see what's going on with him. I'm going to keep it moving for y'all that just tuned in. All right, tonight's topic is, should celebrities have some kind of law set in place to protect them? Because at the end of the day, you don't want to keep paying arm and a leg to shoo motherfuckers away from your kids when you're trying to come out of LAX or the airport and they got cameras and stuff. When you want to just be able to walk through the airport in peace, you know, within a certain amount of feet, they can just take a picture way over there, they ain't got to be all up in your face. Or do you feel as though it's cool for them to do that, even when you got your kids, even when you're eating, whatever, it shouldn't bother you. That's part of LA. It's up to you. Let me know your opinion. 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press in 1. I'm going to keep it moving, and I'm going to go to, where's my next call at? I'm going to go to 5958, Air It Out Radio.
What's up, Fire?
How you doing? What's up? Who's this?
Hi, this is Demp, D-E-M-P-T, from Massachusetts.
Okay, all right. What's going on?
Hey, I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm good. You ain't been on in a minute?
Yes, I've been pretty busy, I have to tell you.
Yeah? What's going on? What's been going
on? Well,
just
writing a lot, performing, and getting in the studio, which has been great. And before I just, like, come on and go on Air It Out, I want to make sure that I'm prepared with something. So definitely coming through with something new.
Right. I totally understand that. You know, some people want to take a break and then come back with they hot shit. You know what I mean? I get it. I'm not mad at that. Okay. I'm not mad at that. So where you been performing at? Just local stuff or you been traveling?
Definitely open mics. Definitely open mics. Definitely, I've auditioned for this hip hop festival in my city. Still waiting back on word for that. Definitely, just looking forward to that festival. And I got just more open mics coming up. It's really big me finding a venue to, like, perform. And at this point, I'm looking for, you know, management and all that good stuff, because, you know, I want to keep the art to the artists and taking the time out to, you know, looking for venues. It does take up some time and energy, but I still do it. You know, you still got to scrounge and you still got to hustle, but it would be great to have, you know, some management on my side.
That's a good topic. When should you have management? I'm gonna write that down. Note to self. But anyway. Okay, so when you coming to Philly?
When would I come to Philly? I don't have much in store for the next month. If you're inviting me down there, I'd love to come.
Yeah, you gotta come down here, you know. You gotta be a part of the Area event one day, you know, that I have. You gotta at least come down here at least one time. Why not?
So everything's on the website, I guess?
No, I'm just saying, like, when do you want to come? Like, my next event is the 27th, and then I got the one August the 2nd. So, you know.
Oh, nice.
Try to make it down one of these days.
Whenever.
Yeah, I'll bring my crew. I'll bring my crew. We'll do a couple of things.
He's gonna bring my crew.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. All right, well, tonight's topic is about the whole celebrity situation. Do you feel like they should have some kind of, you know, law set in place to where they can only touch you or be around you within a certain feet? You know, because after a while, the paparazzi gets, like, stalkers. Even the fans, get, like, stalkers.
Right, absolutely. I mean, I'm not ruling that law out. Of course, there'd be some stipulations to it. I wouldn't want to say like every celebrity should get like Obama security on them or anything like that.
Right. Right.
Like I'm not saying like you know if you got celebrity like a C-list celebrity, you know get in. You know, or like you want to make sure that the celebrity has exerted all of their resources to like. So like you, for like all the security and like they really need government help or a lot to like help them out, you know. It can't really just be a celebrity that's just any old celebrity, you know.
Oh, so like at a certain level, you need security.
I would believe
yeah.
It's pretty in depth to think about it, but I'm saying the law idea is a great idea.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, listen. I mean, I know I'm not that big, but I got some crazy ass stalkers and friends and on my Facebook. You know what I mean? Nah, I'm for real. Like they crazy. So you know, like I'm not even that big. So at the end of the day, like it is what it is. So I would be a little nervous myself at some points because they are nutty. You know, so you can imagine that somebody bigger than me is what they're going through, you know, at the end of the day. Even, like, talk show hosts and anchors. Like, there was some girl, like, two people got killed, an anchor lady. She had some stalker-ass dude, you know, fucking with her, and he wound up killing her. So she's not that big, but, you know, she's on TV and everything, so you never know. But,
true.
Yeah. All right, so what's going on with you? Other than that, everything else is good. You got any shows? Any more shows coming up?
Definitely, it's just a lot of open mics that I have coming up at local places, just so I can get my exposure up, so that I can hopefully get some management. And you know, just going around the state to expose myself a little bit more, let them know about my music, what I'm trying to do. The positivity, you know, I've just been doing a lot of community service lately too.
Oh, that's nice. That's real good.
Since my show that I did in April, I've done like 8 community services at a local farm, just to you know, show that hip hop can have a positive effect in the community as well. So, and I bring people out to these type of events as well.
Oh, that's cool. That's real cool. All right, anything positive, I like that, you know what I mean? That's really, really good for you to be proud of this stuff. You should give back before you get all big, you know? Some people always want to get big, and then they want to give back, so shout out to you for that.
Yep, definitely staying grounded, so.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. All right, so I know you want to get into one of your tracks. I mean, I don't know which one we're getting into tonight.
The track we are getting into is Go Hard.
Go hard. Oh yeah, that's right. You did say that. Go hard.
All right,
so bad. Introduce it for me.
Go hard is just my latest track. Just recorded the other day. Really hope that the Air It Out Nation really loves it. And look me up on my Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all under DEMPT. There you go.
Shorty, it's a rap, it half. Tell me, trust him, stepping up, making paper, rest, got no luck. up. Ladies looking right, pop it like N03. No time to pregame heavyweight. You can't see me. Don't know what to do with the money. Pass it right here. Receive it with the cheer. I need to have fear. Set. I seen your style and it really ain't impressing me. Most need to run them out. Need four comparing me. Stay sleeping on the game. I could see the drool. No class. How you say you legit? When you show me a clip of cash. Hundreds of ideas. Well, credit's all you deal with. Shopping at the thrift, working night shifts. I recline in my legit swag, repping life most with dreams to have. I'm making stacks of certain, no question I'm murking. Heavy hitters getting waiting, and you best believe I go hard.
Net. This is Air It Out Radio. We are on Monday, 10 to 1. Make sure y'all hit me up 347-677-1163. Shout out to Mr. Westside. If y'all want to send some drops, then y'all can send them to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure y'all do not forget the ITS is very important, or when I go through, and then I'll get a nice little text or tweet from y'all telling me that it's not going through and all that good stuff. So, anyway, but this is that. Oh, make sure y'all check out my boy Bones Beats, who's having an event on Sunday. All right, $10 to enter, $5 for the ladies. It's at Second and Lehigh. It's going to be the track house. You know, got the battles and everything going on. So shout out to him. I'm going to try to swing through over there and see what's popping with him. And, you know, he's always showing me some love. That's at the MO Lounge. You know, I haven't been there yet. So I'm going to go check it out. And shout out to him. He was at the Air It Out little tour, you know, taking pictures and videos and all that. Shout out to Manny too. My nigga, he always be out there doing my videos and stuff like that. Shout out to Steve. There was so many people there I can't really even. And shout out to DJ Wait a Minute. He did his thing. on the ones and twos. All right. So today's topic is, for those that do not know, should celebrities have some kind of law set up for them, you know, to protect them while they're going out, while they're driving, you know, they can't even drive their car without running over somebody. You know, you need to be able to drive your car without running over somebody at the end of the day. All right, so I'm going to hit up the lines a little bit more. Where am I going? I'm going to 4873.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Who's this?
This 8 Block.
8 Block. Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the ATL, Westside.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I came to you earlier, and you didn't say nothing. I was trying to get your track and see what you was going to request. So, It's cool. What's your opinion about the whole celebrity situation? Should the celebrities have something in place for them?
I think so, you know, because it's kind of hard. You try to remain and you try to keep the street side, and you know, but if you do keep the street side, you're going to get your folk locked up, you know what I'm saying, because they're going to shoot back, you know what I'm saying. So I think everybody should have, like, some kind of security, or at least in every state they should make a gun law so you could take, you know what I'm saying, you can at least carry weapons, because, shit, when you go into other folk towns, they know you ain't strapped, so, shit, they're going to get at you. Like you see, right. Remember the stuff that happened to 2 Chainz? They're like, what happened to 2 Chainz? You know how them folks are walking down the street in broad daylight, and then somebody cut off
really?
Behind them. So
hey, he said that wasn't him.
Well, that's what he said. It's hard to say, though.
He said that wasn't him. He said that wasn't him. That's what everybody's saying. But, I mean, what's the big deal if it wasn't? Like, that's what we trying to figure out. Like, yo, if it was you, like, what is the big deal? You supposed to run when a fucking gun is about to pop off. You know what I mean? You ain't going to be like, shoot me.
Yeah, I society done got so, you know how it is with us. The black, we done got so.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, this right here wrong. Nah, you shouldn't do this. Nah, man, somebody put a big hole in your face. You going to take out running, too. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's stupid. He ain't losing no points for that. He losing points for lying. That's what he is doing.
Lying, that would get you in trouble when you ain't telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? Need to be on the truth.
Yeah, shit. Everybody would understand that one. Believe me.
Yeah.
All right, so what's going on in the A?
Oh, man, I'm just an underground artist trying to, you know what I'm saying, get on and make it. But I just like making music and all type of music. I make dance music. I make, you know what I'm saying, street music. I make all kinds. And I'm a little more lyrical. I try to be a little more lyrical with it coming from the South, because I know everybody always, but Southern folks ain't really that lyrical. We just go with the beat. So I try to just put a little more emphasis on it. Check me out on Rebirth, and you know what I'm saying, Rebirth Nation at 8 Black. Now 8 Blocker. Check me out at 8 Blocker on Reverb Nation on Twitter, 8Black32. And just check me out, man. Try to follow some of my music. I got like 30 songs on Reverb Nation, so just check me out.
Okay, so you got to answer this question for me. I was going to ask Murphy Lee, but, you know, I'll see where he gets on. What's the difference between the chicks down there than the girls down here?
Were you in Philly or New Jersey?
I'm Philly.
Okay, Philly is, I can't really say, cause I ain't never been to Philly, but I just say
he never been with no, he ain't never been with no, like, East Coast chicks, you know,
nah, it's been straight Southern. I just can say they thick as hell,
well,
they just be thick as hell, that's about it, you know what I'm saying, they be thick as hell.
Oh, they be thick as hell, we don't be thick
yeah.
either? What's
okay.
fun? What? We don't be thick?
I say I can't say, cause I ain't never talking to nobody from the East Coast.
But look, what I'm saying is, you have had chicks come here from, like, different states. So, like, I know you had to observe that. So what did you see?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What, you know, did we have Spank? We had Funky or
no,
what?
No, it's...
Huh?
The more, like, I run in with some New York girls and stuff. I say it's more, they put on the front. It's like, but when you get to know them, you know what I'm saying, they cool, but you got to get past that front first. You know what I'm saying? If you don't get past that front, you might not like them. Yeah, but once you get to know them, they regular. You know what I'm saying? They just like any other female. They put up a little front first. But, you know, it's all good. Everybody got their defense.
Right. I just heard the down south chicks, they cook. They can cook. They feed a nigga. Real good.
Yeah, they gonna do that. Yeah, they gonna have you. They try to get you thick too.
Yeah, right. They trying to make sure you ain't going nowhere. All right, that's what's up. Okay, so you got any shows and anything else coming up?
One show at the Tempo and on Bankhead. A show at the Tempo on Bankhead. It's going to be, I think, it's July the 29th.
Okay. Bankhead. All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. I haven't been to the Bankhead yet, so I'm like, I can't wait. I know I'm supposed to go to AZL soon, so I haven't like really toured it like I really wanted to. I was like in and out, and that's it.
Oh, yeah, it's cool. It's pretty. It's like out of your side.
He like your side. That's because you're there all the time, so he probably is like, ain't no big deal. But if you come to Philly, you'd be like, oh, shit, I got to go here.
So I wouldn't mind seeing somewhere different. I haven't been out here all my life, so I wouldn't mind traveling.
Right. Okay. All right, so I guess we're going to try. Do we have a track in here of yours?
I had sent in We With It by A Blocker.
Wait, when did you send it in? Did you send it in just now? Today?
I sent it in about 2 weeks ago. But I had just got the email the day that I sent out that y'all were going to play it.
And it was on the A Block? Because I don't remember that.
A Blocker. We With It.
It probably wasn't under that name that I put it on the... It definitely wasn't because I don't even remember no A Blocker at all. Not right now that I submitted it in. So, like, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to make sure we get it right, and I'm going to figure it out, and we're going to get it together, okay? So just all hold tight, hold your jaws, okay? And we're going to figure it out. All right, so hold on. Air It Out Radio, it's at Trick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. We're going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to... 7106 Air It Out Radio. Hello? 7106. Hello? Okay, we're going to keep it moving. All right, and that was Dirty E, too. All right, so listen, make sure y'all paying attention, you know, because when I come to you, I'm going to skip over you. I'm going to skip over you a couple times just to let y'all know what's the situation, you know what I mean? Because Block at Funky, you know, I don't got time to be playing. All right, so 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press in 1 and all that good stuff. I got Mr. Murphy Lee coming up a little bit later, and we're going to see what's going on with him. Block is acting funky tonight, so y'all have to bear with me. And we're going to keep it moving. All right, tonight's topic is, should a celebrity have some kind of, you know, law set up for these artists? You know, you just seen Beyonce. She got her ass, you know, slapped and all that stuff. Like, you know, while you performing, I think it's kind of disrespectful. Like, I don't want you fucking with me while I'm performing. Leave me the fuck alone. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it has to be some kind of situation. Like, look, they shouldn't be able to touch you. They shouldn't be able to do this. They shouldn't be able to do that. And if I was with my kid, I wouldn't want y'all bothering me taking pictures. Like, you know, it should be some kind of thing set in place. Like, look, while I got my kids, you're not allowed to take me. You're not allowed to whatever me, whatever the case is. I mean, that's just my opinion, you know. I wouldn't want nobody to bother me. I think the kids are all women. You know what I mean? But anyway, see what y'all got to say. 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 and all that good stuff. We're going to keep it moving. All right. And if y'all ever want to listen to the show again, all right, y'all can always go to my website, Air It Out Radio, and click on the skull. And it'll take y'all right to the blog site, which is, I think it's Blog Talk, Air It Out Radio is on at 10. You know, I know that's a lot to remember. That's why I said just click the skull and y'all should be good and take y'all right there in case y'all want to listen to the show. And actually, because I'm only on once a week, you know, the show usually averages like 250 to 300 per night. All right, depends on who I have on there. But people still listen to the show throughout the whole week. So, you know, when I've been checking my ratings, I've been up in the 7 to 1,000. It depends on who's on. So, you know, like, a lot of times I get on y'all about being real professional and having y'all lines clear and shit. It's real important that y'all do that because it's not just me listening, it's other people listening, it's people that's listening from Media Player and everywhere else, you know what I mean? So, and then I have celebrities come on all the time, you know, and they listen to the show before they get their artists on to see what the show is about. So while you like, yeah, I'm saying that, like, that shit just kills me because y'all just act so fucking hood sometimes, you know what I mean? So sound professional because you never know who is listening to the show, who might want to pick you up or who might want to fuck with you later to do a collaboration with you. Who knows? You never know. So anyway, just try to, you know, maintain yourself and get your shit together and y'all come on because I'm really upping my game up with celebrity status. So if I'm doing it, I think you should too, okay? I'm just saying, a little word of advice, all right? So anyway, we're going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to, who am I going to right now? Who am I going to? All right, so I went to 4873. You didn't respond, so I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to come back to you. And no, I did not forget you, what you call it? I didn't forget you, so comment. Hold your jaw. 7106, Air It Out Radio. Hello? 7106. Okay. All right. Blog is acting real funky, as you know. That's what it does to me at the end of the day. Let me see if I can do this right here and see if this works. All right, so listen, check everything, Air It Out Radio, and all that good stuff in case y'all want to tweet me and text me and interact with me. I know some people text me while I'm on the show. That's cool, but I respond a little later because I am on my phone. So, and I'm just letting you know why I haven't got back to you really, really quick. Because I know some of y'all be like, don't you see me talking to you? All right, so I'm going to try to go to this 2909 if Blog lets me. I have like two.
Yo.
Colors. Yo, yo, what's up?
What's going on?
What's up? Who's this?
Oh, this Crane.
It's Crane?
Yeah, Crane from Uptown.
Okay, Uptown. What up, what up?
What up, what up, fire?
Okay. I'm trying to think. I'm like, that name is not sounding familiar with no tracks. You must be calling in for somebody, I hope.
No. I mean, I got tracks, but I ain't never sent nothing up to y'all. This is actually my first time calling.
Oh, yeah, because I'm like, I do not have this. I know I don't have your music because I don't even sound familiar. All right, so... All right, well, tonight's topic is, should a celebrity, have this law set in place to protect them, you know, keep them away from the paparazzi so they ain't getting no lawsuits pressed against them? What do you think about that? Or they should pretty much, you know, just deal whatever, you know, y'all celebrity deal with it. That's the part that comes with it.
I believe you should just deal with, you know, whatever comes along with the territory, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I know your private life is private, but, you know, once you get a certain... to a certain point, you know what I mean, there is really no private life, you know what I'm saying, too much for real, but I don't know, as far as all that law stuff, keeping it from, like, I don't think it's that serious, though, you know what I'm saying, you just gotta watch what you do.
Right, okay, you say you gotta watch what you do.
You know what I mean, for real. You know what I'm saying? But
nice.
I do want to say I got videos on YouTube. Y'all can check out. You know what I mean? Type in Crane, Crane, Uptown Legend, and Fire. I'm going to definitely email you some tracks. You know what I'm saying? Let you check them Jones out. I'm strictly trying to put some positive stuff out for real.
Yeah, definitely send them in. You got the Gmail address and everything, right?
Yeah. What's the what is it again?
It's airitoutradio@gmail.com. It's Air It Out Radio with ITS in front of it. So it's,
I-T-S.
And it's Air It Out Radio. Yeah.
Oh, all right, guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I thought it was. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know if you want to spit or anything. I mean, I don't have your track in, but you're welcome to spit if you want.
Yeah, I'll spit, spit something real quick.
Like, niggas be loving to spit. Yeah, I spit.
Yeah, I definitely
all right, go ahead.
Spit. All right. This joint be like, They say death come in threes. I bury five homies in a 2-year span. Ghetto kids can't breathe. Trapped in a trap, so we just can't leave. I believe in a better life. These streets is a tease. Sexual intercourse can lead to disease. Somewhere down the line, somebody gotta grieve. Jay made me treat every lady like a queen. All my brothers that got daughters should know what I mean. I used to run these streets like a late night fiend, trying to let one fly, first shorty that I seen. Troubles of a teen. Teenage kid, I lived through it, you name it. Either I seen it or been through it, hood famous. A lot of niggas died trying to reach it. You don't need a suit and tie to stand up and preach it. Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. Kind of fumbled at the end, but that's basically it right there.
Nah, it's cool, it's cool. Listen, hey, I mean, some people can't freestyle. Like, that's not their forte, so I respect everybody that can, and it is what it is. So, like, I ain't even know that. You did what you had to do. All right, so you want to give them
your Facebook
Twitter and all that good stuff where they can reach you?
Facebook is basically Haran Crane Bunkley. I ain't got no Twitter. I'm on Instagram. UPC Crane. Yeah, I ain't on Twitter. I know everybody say like, how you ain't on Twitter? That's the main thing to be on.
Yeah.
I got to get up on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get up
on
that.
I bet you're on Instagram. You're on Instagram, huh?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. That's how I be knowing everything. I be following you on Instagram and all that. You be posting up the drone. Matter of fact, how that Sneaker Village drone come out?
It was good. I mean, like I said, as long as nobody get hurt, I'm happy. But it was successful. It did what he had to do. I had a lot of people that I met out there that was new. So that's the whole purpose, promo. I'm all into that.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if you know my cousin. I see my cousin, her name Pinky. Pink. She called herself Pink.
Oh, the
Pinkster? She said she was on her way to... Yeah, the Pinkster.
Yeah, the Pinkster. Yeah, she's the one for Air It Out Radio. Yeah.
Oh, all right. I didn't even know that.
Then she branched off and she wanted to go on the radio and then she, you know, like host and stuff. So I was like, all right, little butterfly, go. You know, you can't hold it right back. So I was like, go, reach for the stars. Yeah.
but she came through
and she was like, oh, it felt like old times. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to her.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what's up. I ain't know that. You know what I mean? Everybody related and all that shit on the line tonight. All right, well, I definitely appreciate you calling up and all that good stuff and showing me some love. You know, get a chance to send your track out.
Yeah, for sure. It's Air It Out Radio at Gmail. Yeah, I'm on it.
Right. It's yeah, don't forget the ITS.
The ITS.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I appreciate you calling out.
All right, definitely. All right. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing.
Thank you. All right, Air It Out Radio. It's that Chick Fire. Make sure you guys check out the website, airitoutradio.net. 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk. All right, so y'all have to bear with me because blog is acting funky tonight, so you know how it is. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the newbies that's tuning in for the first time. We got Mr. Murphy Lee coming up a little later, and we're going to get all up in his business and see what's going on with him, who he messing with, who his baby mama is, and what's going on with the St. Louis, you know, wine situation and his mixtapes and all that. We're going to get all up into it. I know he's probably like, what the hell, baby mama, what's she talking about? I'm just joking with you. But, yeah, so anyway, I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 1910. Hello? All right, let me see if I can go on this side. Block is acting really jacked up tonight for some reason. Probably, maybe not. All right, I'm going to try to keep it moving. Some fly just don't be showing me no type of love. All right, so I'm going to go to this 8097. Hold on. Hello? Air It Out Radio.
Hello?
Hello, who's
this? JDB.
JD Beats?
Yeah.
Oh, what's up? How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
I'm good. So, welcome to Air It Out. You don't got no work.
I'm calling in to request that he talk too much.
You calling to, the Dirty E song, Talk Too Much?
Yeah.
Okay. I know he was on the line. He was trying to request it. So, I'm going to let him, let me see if I can try to get that in for you right now. Where you calling from?
Mega, Georgia.
What? Okay. Right.
Yeah, I'm...
How you know Dirty E?
I met him on Facebook.
You met him on Facebook. That's awfully nice for you to call up and everything. So listen, what's your opinion about this situation with the celebrities? Do you think that they should have a law set in place for them, you know, in case the paparazzi's bothering them and the kids and all that?
If they got a law, and ain't gonna do nothing. We got laws that get weed, people deal smoke.
You right about that. You absolutely right. Okay, that's what's up. You on Facebook and Twitter? You want to give up your information and stuff?
Yeah, I wear myself. How do you send in music?
What is it?
How do you send in your music?
Oh, how do you send in your music? Oh, lucky I can hear this real good tonight. You can send it to my Gmail. It's airitoutradio@gmail.com. So it's airitoutradio. Just put ITS in front of it. Okay?
All right.
If you hit me up on Twitter, I'll tweet it to you if you want. You know what I mean? Or if you want Instagram.
What your Twitter?
It's airitoutradio. So hit me up on there, and I'll send it to you real quick. Okay.
I got you.
All right. So go ahead and introduce your boy Track Dirty E.
This is Dirty E. He called Talk Too Much on Air That Radio.
There it is.
I'm like E.
Take off with the money.
sacrifice and don't shoot up. Like to be alone, gotta stay alone. I hate niggas who talk too much.
I'm
much.
Like me.
Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Shout out to my boy, Dirty E, you know what I mean? I know he was on the line. I came to him a couple times. I think it was blog, so I can't really even blame it on them. So anyway, shout out to him and shout out to his people for requesting it. Make sure y'all check out my boy, Bones Beats, at the Trap House, second in Lehigh at the M.O., Lounge, all right, $10 to get in for the dude side, for the chicks, all right, and that's Sunday at 2 o'clock, and also Friday, all right, on the 30th, come out there. I'm going to be giving away a $50 gift card, and I think it starts at 8 to 12, it's a karaoke night, all right, so Air It Out Radio will be in the building, and July the 18th is the bar competition. They do all kind of tricks and flipping the bottles up, and it's so entertaining. I'm telling you, I had so much fun last time I was there last year, so definitely come out there. That's July the 18th at 4000 City and Line Avenue in Philly, and I mean, it's really fun. They have giveaways. It's really, really entertaining when I tell you, you know what I mean, so if y'all can come out there and show some love. And also, too, I'll be giving away one slot for, excuse me, one slot for somebody to go to Spitting in the Whip in New York. Shout out to him, Crazy Al, my people in New York. So shout out to him. And I'll be posting his information. Y'all can always check out his website called Sugarcane, or you can, like, Google Spitting in the Whip, and y'all can kind of see what he does. All right, over there. All right, so I'm going to try to hit up my lines again and see what's popping over here. My lines is really, really funky right now. I'm going to go to 1999-12, Air It Out Radio. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Come on. 99-12. Hello? Hello, who's this?
Hello. This is Dot.
Is Dot?
Yeah, Dot the Joker. What's up, Fire?
Hey, Dot, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. That's good to hear from you.
Yeah, I heard the call.
What's the matter? Why are you sound like this? You're like, yeah.
Nah, you know, I'm old. This is around my bedtime. If I ain't at a show, I'm supposed to be asleep. I'm old out here.
You better stop playing. All right, so listen, tonight's topic is pretty much about the celebrities, and you know, do you think that there should be a law set in place for them to protect them and their family and all that stuff?
Yes and no. Like, no, for the simple fact, like, you bought into that. You knew what you were getting into, and plus, most of the celebrities, you know, most of the time, they call the paparazzi on themselves because that's promotion for themselves and everything like that. You can't pick and choose when you want to use them. You want to use them when your album or when something coming out, but then when you want to be by yourself, you don't want to be by yourself. No, but yeah, when it comes to the family thing, like the kids and everything, I don't think they need to be subjected to that. For the simple fact, that's going to make, you know, we don't always know what celebrities' kids look like, where they go, and all that other stuff. So when y'all put it out there, man, y'all making the kids' life as harder than what it's already going to be as being a celebrity, you know, kid, whatever like that. So I say if it's pertaining to celebrity, no. You knew what you was getting into.
Your privacy is
so, you know.
So when you're trying to drive, when you come in from the restaurant and you drive in and they got 50 photographers and you
accidentally
run over
on,
somebody.
if you on common ground, like, I don't believe the whole taking pictures by people driving and calling their name, because they can cause accidents. But if you at a restaurant and you noticeable and they want to flick pictures and be all in your business, you bought that.
Right.
This comes with the territory. Other than that, if you don't wish to come, stop selling albums, stop making movies, stop doing stuff that famous people do, and just be normal then if you wanted to be that way. Nobody asked you to be the face of it. Like, you could always, like, take Kanye, for example. Kanye could have stayed behind the scene and finished ghostwriting for people and doing beats. But no, he wanted to be in the spotlight. So him slamming cameras, he bought all that. This is what you wanted.
Right. And you know what? I think it's one country where they're not allowed to do any of that. I forgot which. I think it's where Madonna is. I forgot where is that. Where she moved to. And you're not allowed to do all that like you're doing here.
What, the paparazzi stuff?
Yeah. That's why a lot of people are moving out there. I forgot what part of the country it is.
Wherever she at, they could call that, what you call it, retirement island. That's where they could be at. You will go over there to retire. Because, most of the time when these people get these paparazzis in their face, that make their neck go up. It's like, okay, all these people taking pictures of you, why? Now more people, you're getting more bookings, so you're making more money. So you hate the paparazzi, but you love them. It's like a love-hate type of thing. You need them.
Yeah.
Just like people hate the radio, but you need the radio. You need paparazzi, because if they're not taking pictures of you and you're not on all these websites, people don't care. It helps you not to be so, you don't have to be as busy if you got people talking about you.
Right.
That's why people do the whole thing when they have a baby. When they have a baby, they take pictures, but they cover the baby face. They don't show the baby face for a while, because they know the paparazzi is going to be on it and want to see it. And whoever get it first, that's more bread. That's easy stuff for them to get talked about. So, no, for the personal person of the proper person that they, the celebrity, but if it got something to do with kids and all that other stuff, I think you should actually ask the celebrity, like, look, put your kids up, we taking pictures, or can we take pictures of you and your kids? But,
if
it's just them and they crew, whatever, flick away. As long as they not in the car or driving or any type of way of putting somebody else in danger, flick it up. Nobody told you to be a celebrity, shit.
He said nobody told you to be a celebrity. I'll be damned.
True, because it's an option.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I mean, you can't control how big you're going to blow up, though. It just happens overnight.
You can't, but in a way, you can. You get what I'm saying? Like, if it gets to a point of when you know your privacy is getting, bomb guarded and, ramshacked and all that other stuff, you can stop right there. Okay, this is getting too much. This is not the lane I thought I wanted this, but this is not what I want. Some people just want to keep on going and keep on going and then cry about it. Come on, now we all know. We look at these celebrities that getting bum rushed by the paparazzi, and we just sit there sometimes and be like, man, I wish they would take pictures of me. I'd be flicking it up. I'd be happy and all that other stuff. It's like you strive for that stuff, but then when you
get
it,
until they get
like,
caught with their other baby mama, and then so they get caught with the other baby mama, and then the other one see him like, what the fuck was you doing with her?
That goes from the whole point of just life in general. If you're going to do dirt, you're supposed not to do dirt on clean floors. Because you're going to get caught.
Right.
They bought that.
So what's going on with Dr. Joker?
Nothing. Moving around. Getting ready for this concert. June 27th at the Arts Garage. Shameless plug. Unusual Suspects. Featuring me, Neff Martin, Nick Green, Fox 50, and Prada. We all got tickets on deck. It's 15, but I'm selling mine. I always got a deal. You get 2 for $15 for me. Just trying to pack it out, just to try to get more of a buzz in Philadelphia. Yeah, 2 for $15. Forget it.
Okay.
It's all about the numbers.
Oh, they get to perform
really
and everything, or is it just to get in? Or you got slots?
Nah,
to get
it's
in,
just to get in, because this is more of a concert. So it's just like basically like you buying a ticket to go, like how you go see Wale and Meek Mills and all them other people that get pictures by the paparazzi. You coming down there and you saying what we consider the, like, it's a lot of people slept on in Philadelphia, so we just trying to take it, just trying to get our name out there so people can be like, You get what I'm right. saying? Like that, and that's June 27th at the Arts
Garage. Okay, so let me ask you this. Who do you think is the reason why people are getting left on? Like, do you think it's the DJ fault? Do you think it's the radio fault? Do you think it's the artist fault? Like,
everybody
who?
Fault. It's everybody's fault.
Everybody's fault. Okay,
it's DJ's fault because DJs don't want to spend new music. But then again, you know, DJs, they had to build up their brand and they got a name to make. Okay, so they can start screening music, but they don't want to do that. It's the radio fault because radio, they only want to push certain type of music in certain areas. Like right now, you know, it's the whole Meek Mill area. They want people on that same up-tempo. And it's the artist's fault because artists don't really want to work. They don't want to pay
right.
no type of bread. They think everything is for free. They don't want to grind. So it's like a full circle. It's everybody's fault. So
everybody.
It's really, it's
everybody's
no, you can't
fault.
Really pinpoint no
right.
hand because if you point the finger at the DJ, then you can look at it like, okay, that one DJ that's popping don't want to play your stuff, but it's a DJ that's not popping that's probably on the same
yeah.
level as you that will play your stuff, but you don't want to give it to him because he's not
popping. Right.
So you
exactly.
being a hypocrite.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I give my music
you
to anybody.
Spread the love. But you know what? Anybody
yeah,
can blow you up. Somebody small can blow you up. Somebody can blow
the
you up.
The reason that they
you
say
know.
People blow overnight is because some people grind hard and one they got in the right hands of one person that changed their life. You never know. That person might be at a kid's bar mitzvah. And that DJ mm-hmm. that's wishing going to spin a song and he loving it and now you the next Big Sean. Just because of something that you didn't even know was going to happen. So that's why I give my music to every and anybody
right.
that I, if I got it, I give it to you. If you can't pay for it, I'm giving it to you. I don't want to go home with the shit. I know.
right? I know that's right.
So,
all right, so you got, that's on the 27th. And what
yeah,
time is
yeah.
the start?
Doors open up at 9. We're trying to start around 9:30. Clean China is not a showcase, so it's kind of a short show. I think it's like a long
okay.
span of 2.5 hours. So we're just trying to get in there, get it early, try to get it over with, so then, you know, at the end of the show, people can party if they want to party, or they could go home. I don't care, because the next, I go home for like 3 hours, and then we on the airplane to LA. I got a show out there and a couple interviews and meetings out there with some people. So it's just like just trying to stay motivated and moving and keep on, you know, connecting and networking with
okay.
people and stuff like that. That's all. That's all it is.
Yeah, definitely. So you've been traveling out of state yet? Because I know you usually travel on the stuff. Did you make your rounds for this year yet?
We didn't really do too much leaving the city around this time yet. We're still waiting for like. You know how when you visit a state, you don't want to visit the state again and do the exact same thing. So we're
right.
waiting for like the bigger shows to get etched in stone or whatever, and get the information so we'd be able to hit the places that we've been hit. But we got a couple of new places on deck that's supposed to be doing some stuff. I think they're gonna do their stuff close to like September, October type of time. That's cool with me, long as it's. If it's cold in Philly, wherever we going, I hope it's like warmer wherever we go. I don't want to leave
right.
nowhere kind of cold to somewhere colder. That'd be.
Y'all
gotta
get a girl on y'all team. Y'all don't have y'all got all dudes, right?
No, we got this.
What girl y'all got?
No, we don't have no female artists, but you know it's just me and Meek. That's it.
I know, but she not, you know, an artist. I know she there, but I'm just saying y'all gotta get a female.
No, we ain't got no other artist. No other artist. What's up? Because I don't know, it's like, it's kind of hard to try to, to get another artist established while, you know, I'm trying to get established. And then, you know, everybody want the same thing that I'm getting, but everybody not trying to put in the same work or put out the same amount of money or nothing like that. Because people automatically
right.
say, like, well, I'm under your label. You should pay for this. No, the hell I shouldn't.
Right.
I barely
yeah.
can pay for it myself. So it's like that. But, you know, we got affiliations, you know, like people that's like to make the family bigger, you know. We got my little brother Nick Green from Greenhouse Music, you know. The go green music, we got them, and you know we connected with MB and you know GMFF and GMC and all them people. So we got people in different cliques. That we like a small family, but everybody's doing their own thing.
Right.
But
Okay.
It's kind of hard to take a new artist underneath your wing when you try and get
this
artist.
It's like, taking an artist is like putting on a, it's like having another baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They
don't, you gotta clothe them and you gotta feed them and you gotta, you know.
And
put
you
them
still
over
give
and,
them a, you still want to give
yeah.
them own time to breathe and do them as well.
Mm-hmm.
When it's just like, I don't have time for it. I know I don't.
Yeah.
And I really want to,
yeah.
when I do put an artist underneath me, I want to give them that time that they deserve to go ahead and
right.
do whatever.
Right. Okay. Well, shout out to Mika. I think I got a track in here still. So, I mean.
Oh, no. I actually called the request Nick Green track loud. Yeah.
Who?
Nick Green. Nick Green.
Nick Green. Oh,
the
okay,
name
well.
Of the song is Loud.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
I know I saw like one of your tracks in here somewhere.
Yeah, but I seen them. They promoting this on Twitter and on Instagram. And I just went on Instagram and I seen it. I said, oh, yo, air it out. I got caught here. Call in real fast and do that whatever. Yeah,
okay.
So,
you
were
questioning it before
promo.
Them. No, you requested it before them, and you know that's the only track in here. Matter of fact, they're going to be mad at you.
Yeah, so
but it's cool. They're going to be mad at you. It's cool, though. Go ahead and introduce it and everything. You want to give me your Facebook Twitter, too?
Oh, wow. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at DOTDAJOKER and follow the whole squad on Twitter at TEAMCHEKROQ. That's Team Check Rock, Dr. Joker. If you're on Instagram, fuck your swag, FAWKYOSCHWAGG. And that's about it, you know. Check Rock to check out. Shout out to everybody that's been rocking with us. Shout out to Air It Out Radio. And this is Nick Green, Greenhouse Music, Go Green, G's Up. Everything that they be saying, they actually going to be performing June 27th at the Unusual Suspects concert. I'm getting kind of sleepy, so my words are slurring. That song, wow. All
right. Dead and dead on radio.
We turned up. Woo! Woo! Woo!
Blah. Blah. Blah.
Yeah.
Blah. Blah.
AK, I told you I got him.
Blah.
Hey.
Green light mean go. I'm in a true life, living a new life, cause that old one had to go. I got this lockdown and I'm dreaded up. Tied up, not giving a fuck. Got Afghan in my headband, in my head, man, I'm doing handstand. Jim Carrey with the flow. It was once bitten, but rewritten. So now what you gonna do? When I got a different flow for every different beat that I done put up on YouTube. I do this shit cause I love it. I don't do this for the view. I remember Low saying, they do this to get a name, but I do this shit for free. So niggas fuck with me.
Fuck with me.
My nigga need Earl, one word, one text. No checks I get him for free. I keep it so G. Y'all ain't go. I'm just riding around in my side of town. My windows up and my music loud. My windows up in my music, my windows up in my music. I'm just riding around in my side of town. My windows up and I'm blowing. My windows up and I'm blowing. My windows up and I'm blowing. It's that loud. All my wiggies, we so living on a cloud. Ain't that we so loud? We so loud. Get that music loud. Ain't that we so loud? We so loud. We so loud. So loud, so loud. Welcome to the greenhouse. I know you know who they are. Let me shout my team out. Move in, open up shop, making the guap, move out. Living with no ceilings cause we got bad habits of burning roofs down. I'm rough around the edges. Taylor love it so it's fuck it. I be stunting like my daddy. For them kids I'll get to thugging. For the hate you gave them infants, starving, killing them for nothing. Let me run in your kitchen and drop a bomb up in they oven. Talk about a D-boy, you a decoy. I would defuse your detonator. Then destroy your dominator. Describe these rhymes with a lot of flavor. Now or later I got them all. Got them crazy and I slug them down. I'm riding around and I'm getting near my music. And I'm blowing loud. I'm just riding around in my side of town. My windows up and my music loud.
windows up in my music. My windows up in my music. I'm just riding around in my fast town. My windows up and I'm blowing. My windows up and I'm blowing. My windows up and I'm blowing. Hit that loud. All my weebies. We so high, living on a cloud. Ain't that we so loud? We so loud. Get that music loud. Ain't that we so loud? We so loud. We so
loud. Go
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Mr. Green, all right? And I don't know if his people was online or not, but shout out to Dr. Jovell who called up and requested it before he did. I know they're probably mad, but nah, it's cool, though. They only got one track in, y'all. Green, what's up, man? You know, give me some more tracks. So check out the website, airitoutradio.net. 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk. I'm like shifting back and forth here. I got 2, what you call it, open, so it's a little muddy over here. All right, so I'm gonna keep it moving. I'm going to go to blah blah blah. Blah. I'm gonna go to 7915 Air It Out Radio. Hello. 7915, that's you. All right. Sometimes people be clicking over because they think they got a long wait. And usually they do, but, you know, I'm trying to get to everybody as quick as I can. All right, I'm going to keep it moving. I'm trying to get to Mr. Dante over here. Hopefully to let me go to you. I'm going to go to 1910, Air It Out Radio. 1910? You there? Okay. Maybe not. Vlog is acting really, you know, funky tonight. All right. Oh, I know what's the problem. All right. Let me try that again. 1910. Come on, Bloggy. 1910, you there? Okay. All right. Y'all have to excuse my technical difficulties. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163, and all that good stuff. And there was my difficulties with the show tonight, all right? On the 30th, I will be at Fridays on 4000 City Line Avenue, and from 8 to 12, we'll be taping the karaoke night. $50 gift card I'm going to be giving out to the best performer out there, so make sure y'all come through and show some love. And then on July the 18th, it's the bar competition for Fridays. They do it annually, and it's really entertaining, I'm telling you. And they'll probably be giving away something. They'll probably give away those Jay-Z tickets, I bet you. So I'm going to wait and hold off. I might fuck around and get 2 more off this bitch. You know what I mean? I put up $50 before, and I won 2 tickets, and me and whatchacallit went. So I was really... I know I said what you call it, right? Like, y'all know who I'm talking about. Anyway, you know, I went and we chilled and it was hot as a motherfucker. People was passing out and everything. So, but I still had a good time. Let me see if my lines is working right quick. 1910. You there? Hello? Okay. Maybe not. All right. We'll keep it moving. I hear him in the background. That's the crazy part. I hear somebody talking or moving or whatever the case is. All right, maybe not. All right, so anyway, if I can't get to a couple more people, I'm going to pretty much cut the show down because it's no point. It doesn't even make any sense. So it's too many technical difficulties. Blog needs to re-up. Let me see if I go to this 7915 Air It Out Radio. Hello? Hello, hello. Okay, sir. The drama. You see the drama I gotta deal with? Sometimes it happens like that, you know. It acts really funky, like a little whore, and it's nothing you can do about it. You know, you just have to deal with the drama. Let me see. 7915. You there? Okay, yeah. See, it's acting real funny. I don't know what to do. Okay, well, it is what it is. I'm going to keep it moving. And let me throw in a track. Actually, let me throw in a track real quick. And y'all just have to bear with my technical difficulties. Shout out to everybody that's on the line. Make sure y'all hit me up. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Let me see. Who do I want to play? I haven't heard in a while. Let me see. Somebody with a long track. Usually I find a little shorter track. Let me see somebody with a long track over here. All right, let me go into this. Spades. All right, used to love you, y'all. Hold on a second. Air It Out Radio. Okay, even that's acting the fuck home. Yo, you gotta love it. I just love it. See, this is the technical difficulties that blog puts you through. And people like Doc, he kind of knows what I'm talking about because he has a blog talk show too, what he used to or whatever, where, you know, they coming back up. So they kind of know what I'm talking about. But I think this is the worst I've seen it, though. I haven't really seen it this funky. But it's been funky before, but it's not ever this dramatic. So anyway, let me see what else can I let y'all know about. BDS spins for Air It Out Radio, they are going to be $1. So I just want to let y'all know that if you're interested in that, you're always more than welcome to hit me up and we'll talk more about that behind the scenes. Or y'all can go on, y'all can send me an email. It doesn't even matter. Either or, we can go through that. And it'll be on my 24-hour. It won't be actually on this blog talk show. So thank God. I don't forget to do with another episode. Ooh, I've never seen that before. Yo, blog is really acting funky tonight. Oh my God. So anyway, I think that I'm gonna pretty much wrap it up, y'all, because I don't know what's going on. I've never seen that thing come up before. So that's a little funky. And I don't know if Murphy Lee is even calling. I know he was having technical difficulties with his phone. I think his phone was dead. And his manager was trying to get a hold of him and all this stuff. So, you know, I don't know. I'm real superstitious. So maybe it's just not a good night. We probably have to reschedule and get him to come on for another show and all that good stuff. So shout out to everybody that's been super patient on the line and bearing with the technical difficulties. Shout out to everybody that came through Garden State. Diamond, Zep, and 8 Block. I didn't get a chance to look into to see about your track and Dirty E. Shout out to Dot Green. And I just saw you on Instagram, so now I know exactly who you are. So shout out to you, and I'll send you that email. And shout out to JD Beats, the one that requested Talk Too Much. And Zane, The Truth, I see you. I was coming to you in a few, so shout out to you too. And everybody else on the line, Dante Diesel, I see you too, and a few other people. I apologize to y'all, but I'm definitely going to shut the show down tonight a little early because blog is acting really funky, and I just, you know, I'm not going to even sit there and deal with the madness because it's just too much drama, you know what I mean? So this is the worst I've ever seen it, so I'm going to be honest with you. I've never seen some of this stuff just popping up, so I don't know what's going on, and I'm not going to sit there and fight my way through the show, even though it's like 40 minutes, even though I can talk, you know, I got my Sam juice here, I can talk all night long, but I'm not going to do that, right? I'm not going to torture y'all. So anyway, let me give y'all my rundowns really quick. On July the 27th, I got the Kalina situation. If y'all interested in that and y'all want to open up, y'all want to audition, that's going to be on Broad and Thompson at the Villa, and that's going to be 150, but it is a good opportunity to open up for her. And you will fly into a whole different state, and food, hotel, and flight, and all that stuff is included. And you get a 5-minute set to open up for her, whoever the winner is. So it is a lot to offer. And if you're interested in that, get at me, and we'll go from there. Also, you want to send tracks in? Since it's airitoutradio@gmail.com. If you, I know I said it fast, but it's always on one of my pages. So, like, it's really, kind of, like, unnecessary that really keep asking me. But I'll give it to you anyway because I believe in customer service. So it's airitoutradio@gmail.com. It's on all my Twitters. It's on all my Facebook. I'm always posting it on Instagram and my other Instagram. So y'all can always find it there. Shout out to Murphy Lee and shout out to his manager. Shout out to my girl, Niche. And also, shout out to all the Air It Outers. Shout out to Mitch, who won the Air It Out Villa Tour Saturday. I'm going to let y'all go and relieve y'all of y'all duties and Air It Out Radio a little early because, like I said, blog is acting funky. So I'm going to hit y'all up on Monday. Well, y'all can hit me up on Monday, and we'll go from there. 10 to 1, I am that chick, Fire. Hit me up on everything Air It Out Radio and Fire Chick, F-I-Y-A, Chick with the K at the end. We're going to keep it moving. I love y'all to death. I see y'all. I'm out.